that kind of phrase. You know, and these whole notions are actually not that radical. They sound, and there are some people who are very silly in the way they talk about things, no doubt. Some people are self-deluded, and some people are grandiose, and some people have a very loose logic in what they're saying, or can't define things, and don't seem very mature. That doesn't take away possible reality of these concepts and reality of these ideas. So it basically rests on the notion that we're souls and we're not only body or mind, something greater. These souls basically have a plan of development that goes through time and space, and they can choose where they incarnate or what world they appear on, depending on their needs and the conditions of that world. And so wanderers and walk-ins are no better than anybody, of course. And yet, the idea is that there is a vast chain of evolution, ladder, stairway to heaven, you could say, in which beings evolve over great spans of time and space. And it's part of a greater reality that some people would be seeking to know more, and some people don't care about. And if they don't care, it's just fine. But if they seek more, you know, there's a great reality of life to be understood and to be appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. I do have another caller. If you'd like to take another call?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I believe this is Bernadette. Hi. Is this Bernadette?
Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi. Hi. I had a quick question. My question is, you talk about, like, the reality of the cosmic and the humans and together is kind of, after listening, what my interpretation is. How, and then with the walk-ins, how, if we feel that we have some kind of connection like that, what do you suggest the next step for us is?
Well, I think we have to actually identify what's the problem and what's our need. If a person has the sense they could be wanderer, they could be old soul, higher dimensional, or coming from another place, it's important to understand that more deeply and come to some kind of conclusion like, I think it really is so, or I'm not really sure and it's not so important. To be clear then about why you're here and what you want to do here. Knowing that one is from elsewhere is the first step for those who have that experience. Beyond that comes purpose and a sense of making peace with living in this world. But it also, you know, is useful to realize that it may well be that the difficulties you have, like we all have, emotional, social, whatever it may be, are not simply the result of, you know, having difficulty in childhood, but could be from a difficulty adapting, adjusting to the vibrations of this world. And that's not a grandiose, that's not a delusional idea, because we are souls, we are beings greater than the body. And to take some kind of self-empowerment and self-appreciation from this truth, if it really does apply to you, and realize that it doesn't make you better or worse, but it does help explain some things, and to learn more about it, and then to find what you need to live a valuable, purposeful life here. You know, to find how does it really relate to your needs. So, does that answer the question? Do you have another question related to that? We have a few minutes, I guess.
No, I think that answers my question. It's the difference. A lot of the things that you spoke about touch base with me, and it made me think that different times in my life things might have happened, and I really wasn't aware that's what was happening. And then as I advanced in spiritual awareness and understanding how to, you know, work with different energies now, but I'm wondering, maybe I missed something along the way, and I just wanted to make sure that I was on the right track.
It sounds like you're on the right track. It sounds like you're trying to piece together the questions about your life with this possible greater reality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, skeptics will say, well, people think that they are wanderers or from elsewhere because it makes them feel better. It just comes from their own psychological problem. On the other hand, some of the challenges we face and difficulties in adjustment may well be due to being from a higher dimension, a place where there is universal love and acceptance, and there's no war, and everybody is family, living in a world where everybody takes care of each other, and there's great joy and connection of mind and heart. That's not the way it is here. And my sense is if you keep seeking, it'll make more sense, and you'll make a deeper relationship with yourself, with your essence.
So I have one more question.
Sure.
So if you're a walk-in or a wanderer, it doesn't matter, really.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, once you have, does it matter if you have to identify what you are like that? I mean, once you do identify it, what significance does that do? Does it take you to another step?
Well, in a sense, it matters, but it's not the end of the journey.
Okay.
It helps. If it's true, it's good to know it. Like, you know, why am I so uncomfortable in this family? Oh, I see. It's because, you know, I have this karmic history of past lives of conflict with them. And we're all born, we chose to